this is Joe Tomlin at the San Francisco Fringe, and I have a comedian with me. Please introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi, I'm Justin Mattson. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm doing a one-hour show called Justin Mattson, Fatter Than You Think. It's a solo comedy show, and it's going great.
Have you always done stand-up?
Yes, I've been doing it about 8 years. I started in New York, and I've always been attracted to stand-up. I think it's a great art form, and it's something that I feel really fits with my skill sets, and I really enjoy it.
So did you start doing it, or did you go to classes, or...?
I had always thought about doing it, and then, I was a little too scared to start. I wish I would have started sooner. And then one day, one of my friends was going to an open mic, and so she invited me. She's like, oh, you got to try it out, and she kind of pushed me on stage. And once I did it once, I was like, oh, okay, like, you know, I dove right in, and I just kind of committed to it. And, I've taken stand-up classes that help, and kind of you learn the basics, but a lot of it is mostly just reps and doing it and practicing it. And there's only so much a classroom can teach you, and a lot of it you got to figure out on your own. And then once you get the craft understood, then you have to find your voice and kind of learn how to use the tools you have to figure out what you want to say, you know, so.
Well, that's fascinating. You mentioned the craft. How could you describe the craft?
A lot of times it just feels like you're shouting in a void and hope there's a response, you know, kind of like religion, you know. And, I think the craft, I mean, you kind of go through stages. When you're first up there, there's like a rush you get of, like, feeling like you're kind of the king of the world. And, it's exciting to say your thoughts out loud and, like, to have a conversation. And it's kind of freedom to talk about things you can't talk about in other settings. I think comedy is really good at, like, letting you talk about tough issues that, you know, maybe you don't talk about in normal conversation. And so that's kind of freeing. And then after that, you kind of go through phases of, like, questioning everything. And then you think, well, why am I doing this? Like, what's the purpose? And you kind of learn to find your voice. And, the craft is a lot of writing, a lot of, like, workshopping, a lot of listening, recording sets and listening to it and stuff like that. Yeah.
How do you decide on the type of delivery you're going to give? Because your delivery is, I don't know, well, how would you describe it? But there's certain cliche deliveries that we think of with stand-up, but yours is a little different. It's very effective, I think.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm trying. As you grow, you kind of find your natural delivery. I think when I started, I was much more scripted, and I wrote out my jokes kind of like a writer. Like, everything was very tight and polished. And I did a lot of one-liners, a lot of misdirects where you, like, you know, they have, like, the last word of the sentence changes it. That's kind of a classic joke structure. And I like that. I still keep that in my shows. But, in the past couple of years, I've been playing more with stories and more personal, bits that are longer and looser. And I think I like that direction. I like both. I feel like an hour needs variety. I think people's minds, they just naturally kind of tune out. And so the more you can add variety, like a variation in your tone, in your volume, in your staging, your presentation, I think that really helps. So I try to... Like, when I first think of a joke, I'll write down what I want to say. I'll try to, like, write a list of things about that topic that I can kind of make, like, fun of, and what I'm trying to say. My point of view is important. And then you kind of find what works. Like, is this a one-liner or is this a story? Is this a rant where I'm, like, angry and heated, or is it more subtle? And I think the joke kind of speaks to you. And sometimes you change it, like, sometimes you do a joke for a few years one way, and then one day you kind of have an idea, like, oh, what if I tried it this way? And it works. So it's a lot like puzzle solving, you know? A lot of it's just kind of like, it's like painting. You're trying to, like, let it speak to you a little.
So what topics do you like to talk about in your stand-up routines?
I like silly stuff, like my hot chocolate bit is one of my favorite things, you know, about hot chocolate being too hot. Like, I think I like observational comedy and kind of just things I notice when I'm walking around. A lot of comedy comes from things that make you emotional. So things that anger you, things that you love, things that you hate, things that you inspired by, like things you have emotional reactions to. So when I'm digging for material, a lot of it, like, a lot of things that sticks in the back of my brain is things that I had a heavy reaction to. I've always tried to be like an open book when I'm on stage. You know, I think I made that decision early on. Like I, you know, if I'm going to get up stage and talk in front of a crowd, I want to open up. I want to be vulnerable. And so I try to not like, you know, hold back from anything. Like, so in my stories, I try to like be as personable and as overshare and maybe too far. But yeah, I really try to open up, and I think that's important. So, you know, in my, I put a lot of my personal beliefs and my experience in there. But even behind like the silly rants, I still feel like my voice is in there. You know, like even with a one-liner, I feel like it fits my point of view. And if it doesn't, I'll edit it out. Like I remove a lot of stuff. Like you gotta kind of, it's like sculpting. You gotta kind of find what isn't your voice and carve it away.
Yeah. How do you develop new material?
I mean, sometimes it's slow and sometimes it's really fast. It's like all creative processes. I keep a journal and I, you know, whenever I have an idea, I try to jot it down. Like I've been an assistant for a long time, so I'm very methodical with my like organization. So I have like a digital database of jokes that I've written, and you know, kind of like Joan Rivers had like a filing cabinet. I have that kind of thing where like I you know, write down the joke and I file it in a system with tags and notes on it, and then I'll go through it every now and then and I'll pull it out like this one needs work, this one's good. And then sometimes I'll just kind of, in a more, like for this show, I kind of figured out the title and what I wanted to say. And I liked the arc of the three roller coasters that I've been kicked off of for being too big. So with that, I thought of, okay, this happened to me, three stories. And so I want to do this. And there is kind of an arc there. And I kind of thought, okay, so let me write out the first story and just kind of talk about it. And it took a while to kind of figure out what are the important points of the story, what's not as important, like what the progression is and the pacing. And then yeah, you kind of do it a lot until it gets better and better, and hopefully it gets good.
Has your repertoire of jokes evolved where you have to, if you go back to something 10 years ago, do you have to change it for today's society?
Yes. In some ways for society, I mean, we live in a very PC culture. I'm not like an edgy comic. I don't do a lot of vulgar material. I mean, I have some jokes where I swear and, you know, and I'm a comedian. I like dark humor. But I wouldn't say I'm like a Bill Burr or anything like that. But even today, like, I feel like anything you could say could offend anyone. And there's such an instinctual, like, especially on Twitter, you know, it's hard to like judge that in real human emotion versus what people say online. But I try to just do what I feel comfortable with, what I would stand by, what I feel is right for what I'm trying to say. You know, I've probably written jokes that I don't stand by today. Like it is a creative thing and not it doesn't all stick. But it's more about where I'm at, like now, you know? So like there are jokes, like I just got married. And so that kind of like, I'm a little, like, you're really happy when you get married because, like, oh, I'm going to get all this new marriage material. But now you, like, can't do a lot of my dating jokes. And so it's like you're constantly like, oh, no, once your life changes, like, you feel like, oh, I can't do those jokes anymore because it doesn't feel authentic anymore. So you're constantly evolving, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah.